It's here and now with a segment on a futuristic headset.
Introducing Apple Vision Pro. Vision Pro is a new kind of computer that augments reality by seamlessly blending the real world with the digital world.
Apple yesterday rolled out its augmented reality device. Now, some were wowed. Others trolled its price tag, $3,500, and its chunky, ski-goggly design. Addie Robertson is with us. She's Senior Tech and Policy Editor at The Verge. Addie, welcome.
Hi.
I gather this is for early adopters rather than, you know, the rest of us analog types. But humor us, when you put on this very expensive, very fancy kind of ski mask thing, what do you see?
You put this on and the thing you see is a row of icons that it looks right now sort of similar to an iPad or an iPhone, except that it is looking out onto the real world. So this thing has a bunch of cameras on it, and it can pass through a video that's sort of a pseudo-augmented reality. And then from there, you can use it to overlay objects onto the real world.
So I can kind of put it on, look onto my neighborhood street, and there could be a version of the street with technology layered on top of it?
Yeah, one of Apple's big use cases is the idea that instead of, say, having a TV, you can put this headset on and then you'll see this really gigantic theater-sized screen in front of you without needing to have any kind of physical equipment. There's also a dial that lets you change between augmented reality and then something that is more like full virtual reality. So you can then block out everything around you if you want just a full virtual world.
So tell us a little bit more about what Apple wants us to use this for, say, FaceTime video with, you know, my kids far away, or for gaming. What are some of the use cases that Apple is suggesting?
Right now, people get the sense that Apple is kind of trying to figure out what this is for. Part of the reason why it seems to have released this at a really high price point is that it wants developers to play with it. But right now, there are a few categories. One of the categories is communication. There's FaceTime, where you want to be able to feel like you've arranged people around you and it has spatial audio so you can, it feels like they're sitting beside you. There are collaboration tools. There are systems where you can, say, sync it up with a Mac and you can just use it like a gigantic monitor. There's a partnership with Disney. It's promising there's going to be a bunch of content on here that you can watch on a big screen.
So this is Apple's first major new product rollout since 2014. That's when the Apple Watch arrived. What is at stake here, you know, for the virtual reality, augmented reality industry?
Right now, there's a lot of excitement saying that, first of all, Apple has put a lot of work into this tech. It has a really sharp screen. It has hand tracking that's supposed to be very, very good. It's supposed to sort of perfect a lot of technologies that headsets have been trying to work toward, but that nobody's really realized in a way that consumers want to buy at mass scale. And then there's the idea that Apple is capable of launching these really great ecosystems, that it can attract developers, that it could sort of do for augmented reality headsets what, say, the iPhone did for smartphones. So I think that there's a lot at stake for augmented reality. There's also a lot at stake for Apple. This is a pretty experimental, unusual product launch for them. It's not common for them to release something that so far, it's not just expensive, it seems really aimed at getting developers to feel out what this thing is for.
Because again, $3,500, right? That is seven times the price of the main competitor headset from Meta. I mean, that's quite the Apple premium. They're planning for this to be a long runway, I gather. They're hoping that's the case.
I think they're accepting that it could take several years, and it also doesn't ship until early next year. It all depends on how well Apple can make the pitch that you can really do things in this.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the risks, potential downsides. I gather, as far as the early reaction, there are some pretty vicious memes out there.
I think there is a lot of doubt about it. There are things you can use this for, but right now, a lot of them seem like they're replicating things that you could do with existing screens just on your face. And it's pretty hard to get people to wear computing devices on your face. I've seen a lot of people complaining this thing looks really strange. It feels really isolating. There's a feature where you can take these videos using the cameras, and it suggests, oh, you can take moments of your child's birthday party. And this implies that you were supposed to wear a pretty large VR headset at a birthday party, which is just a strange thing.
Yeah. How about the risk of where the tech world is right now? Are there some suggesting, listen, the tech world, it's already moved on to the next big thing, which is AI?
There are a lot of people who think that AR could be complemented by AI. There's this idea that VR is for these big virtual worlds or for these very immersive games. And Apple's pitch seems to be that it's trying to make something that will let you feel still connected to the real world in a way that the VR devices that got very heavily hyped hasn't done so far.
That's Addie Robertson, senior tech and policy editor at The Verge. Addie, thanks for the time. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you.